This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Elkton Community Education Center having a special event. It is Fort Umpqua Days 2023. Executive Director Marjorie Hammond back on with us. Marjorie, are you ready for all this weekend?
Absolutely. We are open and just waiting for folks to come visit.
So talk about the event. Two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. What are some of the things that are going to be happening?
Yes. So most of the activity centers around a replica of a historic British trading fort that we have at our site. So we're going to have a lot of historic reenactors there showing folks what it was like for the people that were trapping beaver and trading with the Hudson's Bay Company in the mid-1800s. We've also got a great group of folks coming from the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians from their education program that will be showing folks what it was like for Native Americans that were living in the area at the time. So it's just a great opportunity to take a step back in time and learn more about the history of the Umpqua River Valley.
How many years has this event been going on?
You know, this event has evolved over time as the community has evolved. Used to be something called Drift Boat Days, and when you put Drift Boat Days and Fort Umpqua Days together, Elkton has been celebrating for over 30 years.
Wow. A lot of people like to come out there and look around. It's certainly a unique environment. If people haven't been there, though, if they're newer to the area, talk about the acres of facility you have and all that you've got there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got 30 acres of land right on the Umpqua River. And during the event, we get to showcase not only Fort Umpqua, but also our butterfly pavilion, where we raise monarch butterflies. And during the event this weekend, people get to adopt a butterfly before it migrates south for the winter, which is a unique experience, and a lot of people really enjoy that. We've also got a large native plant park with walking trails. There are butterfly gardens. And then unique to this weekend, we will have a lot of artisans on site that will be selling what they make.
And I noticed there are a number of options for food for people over the weekend. Talk about those.
So the Elkton Baptist Church is hosting a fundraising barbecue for us over the lunch hour. But people can start earlier in the day when the local Lions Club opens up their famous pancake stand. They do that with a lot of events, and there are people that will start lining up at 7 a.m. to get those Swedish pancakes. We've also got a cafe that's run by local high school students as part of our summer job training program. So the Outpost Cafe will be open all weekend. It's a great place to get an affordable lunch for the whole family, or, you know, get that morning caffeine boost with our espresso drink or, you know, treats later in the day. So lots of options here on site. For the event, we'll also be hosting a wine garden. So people who don't know the area might not realize that Elkton has an AVA, which is a special wine region. We've got four fantastic wineries in the area. Most of them will be pouring on site here on Saturday, but their wine tasting rooms are also open. So for folks who want to come and, you know, make a full day of it and get to know the town as well as see the event, there are wine tasting rooms, there are restaurants and food carts. We even have a local mercantile here in town. So there's a lot to do here on the grounds of ECEC, but also just a lot to do to enjoy this small, vibrant community in the Umpqua Valley.
And for people who have gotten into the wine tasting and the local wine, I know as I began to learn it a number of years ago, definitely differences in the AVA out there, which is why Terry Bramberg and others worked to make that happen, because the climate is definitely different than what you have here in the Roseburg area. So kind of a unique perspective there. I noticed also you've got some music there, and I'm curious about this musical pageant. Tell me about both of those.
Absolutely. So the musical pageant is an original play that is written, directed, and performed by local folks. Elkton's a really small town, so the joke is that half of the town is in the pageant and the other half of the town is watching the pageant. I really enjoy it. It's just a great example of small town life. And you've got everyone from, you know, 4 and 5 year old kids to 80-year-old adults that have roles. And each year it represents a different part of the local history. So the play is centered around events that happened in town over the years. In terms of performances and entertainment, though, we've also got on Saturday, the Sunny Sky Boys are going to be with us between 11 and 1. And then on Sunday, we're going to be featuring the three bands that will come for a new event 2 weeks later on September 16th, when we'll be hosting a bluegrass festival. So Sunday of this weekend is a good opportunity to just get to hear a little bit of their music and get excited about that, and hopefully people will come back a couple weeks later.
Elkton is kind of fascinating just in terms of how much is going on for such a small area, and it dawns on me looking at your information sheet here. You mentioned the Lions Club doing the pancake breakfast. I'm amazed that a town of 200 has a Lions Club.
Me too. They are tenacious. I mean, like a lot of those social groups and civic groups, I think everybody knows, you know, like a lot of them have been struggling, maybe losing membership, and our group has just kept going. So they've got the pancake breakfast, they do scholarships for local students. There's a number of things that they've kept alive for years and years, and it's an active and just really impressive group.
And you mentioned as well, and it is worth noting again, the aspect of having the Cow Creek Tribal Education Program there to talk about the Native American culture there in that area.
We're really honored that they're coming. We've developed a nice partnership with them, and because we're a very public-facing tourism center, we're a good location for them to bring their educational activities to teach the larger public about their culture. And I think part of the attraction there is our site. You know, like I mentioned, we've got a Native American plant park. A Native plant park, which includes a lot of plants that Native American and tribal folks would have used for food and medicine. So this site is a good opportunity for them to show people which plants would have been really important for their culture. And, you know, and then the plant is right there and thriving and well established. So it's been a lovely partnership. And like I said, we're just honored that they're interested in being with us.
Well, Fort Umpqua Days, only a two-day event, only this weekend at the Elkton Community Education Center. Marjorie Hammond, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care.
8:38 at the Morning Report.